Black holes, what are they? Now, inside each star in the universe, there is a battle royal going on between the gravitational pull of the star pulling it inwards on the one side and explosions pushing it outward. These nuclear explosions inside the star are pushing outward and creating pressure to balance against the gravitational pull of drawing the star inwards to make it a black hole. The Lord compares us humans to stars. They that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever. It says in Daniel 12, verse 3 and 4. There is one glory of the sun, and another glory of the moon, and another glory of the stars. For one star differs from another in glory, it says in 1 Corinthians 15:41. In Genesis 1, verse 14, it says, And God said, Let there be lights in the firmaments of the heaven to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs, our sun signs, and for seasons, and for days and years. Scientists began to recognize that everything in the universe is made out of energy. All mass, including us humans, is ultimately energy. Max Planck, who was a Nobel quantum scientist, stated all matter originates and exists only by the virtue of a force which brings the particles of an atom to vibration and holds the most minute solar system of the atom together. We must assume behind this force the existence of a conscious and intelligent mind, which is the matrix of all matter. Quantum physicists discovered that if we really want to observe ourselves and find out what we are really beings of energy and vibration, radiating our own unique energy signature. As everything in creation is ultimately energy, all is interlinked, and that is why our sun signs influence our human character. We see from the stars and black holes that there are two forces at work, positive and negative, both in the universe and in our lives. Love is the greatest God-given positive energy in the world. Love creates art, sculptures, paintings, music, and babies all fill us with such exhilarating glee. Go for a walk and you'll enjoy it. Ride a horse, it'll thrill you. Hold a girl, it'll change you. Go for a swim, it'll renew you. It is all put there for us to enjoy, because God only wants the very best for us. And in enjoying it, we partake of His life-giving energy and we get renewed, we get reinvigorated and get that spring back in our step. All of nature is there to bring us His positive energy. Our insurmountable problems and disastrous obstacles will turn into challenges that we want to conquer and find answers for. His positive energy will help us to tackle the difficulties. Einstein said, No problem can be solved on the same level of consciousness that created it. Once we tap into the positive energy, everything becomes possible. Seeing that we are all made out of pure energy, it is important that we tap into the right energy source, the positive one, which will lift us above the mundane and will help us find positive solutions to any problems that we may encounter. Our face will have the shine of victory, and our positive solutions and attitude will help to brighten someone else's path, just like a shining star will give light in the night. On the contrary, the negative energy can suck you into a black hole vortex of despair and hopelessness. When the energy of a star has died out, the star collapses under its own weight and it becomes a black hole. So on the one side is love, the positive energy of our star, and if we partake of that energy, we get renewed, inspired, and reinvigorated with positive explosions, pushing and thinking outwards about others and how we can be of help to them. On the other hand, the negative energy that will do everything within its power to increase the strength of our egotistic, dark, gravitational inward pull, so we will acquire a negative mindset where frustrations, fear, stress, discouragement, mental health issues, depression, And eventually suicidal tendencies will gain the upper hand because we have allowed the darkness to kill our light, our faith, and our joie de vie. We become a black hole to those around us, sucking in their energy with our negative and dark pool of gloomy self-absorption. I quote, "Black holes can also consume material torn from nearby stars. In fact, massive black holes can swallow stars whole." This shows we need to be very careful concerning the company we keep, whether it is our employer or our friends, so we don't compromise what we know is right to protect the light that we have. This gravitational pull inside of us strengthens itself when we absorb negative vibrations, whether it's bad company policies, horror movies, depressive music, violent games, or Satan worship, you name it. It is very difficult to get out of that addictive, negative pool or scary thrill unless you invoke God's help, who will assist those who genuinely come to Him and earnestly seek His help. We cannot blame our fears and negativity on our boss or our circumstances, as we are personally responsible for our life, who we work for, what we do, watch or play and absorb. I cannot blame the TV for wasting my time and frying my brain with a useless bad program while I hold the remote control with the on-off switch in my hand. I can waste my time or turn it off and do something positive. That is not the TV's decision. But that decision is 100% mine. My personal on-off switch is my freedom of choice. Rebellion is not what most people think it is. Rebellion is when you turn off the TV and start educating yourself and thinking for yourself, says Gavin Nascimento. We humans are the masterpiece of God's creation, His magnum opus. And ultimately, all of creation still functions to see what decisions, positive or negative, each human masterpiece will make. As we are beings of energy and vibrations radiating our decisions and our unique energy signature into space, it stands to reason that the stars and black holes are likely the physical manifestation of our positive or negative decisions, being our unique energy signature. I quote, "It is called black because no light can escape from it. Some black holes are the tombstones of what were once massive stars." Now, if quantum mechanics hasn't profoundly shocked you, then you haven't understood it yet, says Niels Bohr. How to tap into the light? The energy that constitutes all of creation in its purest form is love and light. Jesus said, "I am the light of the world, and he that follows me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life," John 8:14. God's character is clearly seen in Jesus. Jesus came to connect us back to the source of love and light. None of us are strong enough to resist that constant negative pull on our heart. If the room is dark, you don't try to chase out the darkness, but you go to the light switch and the darkness is gone. So it is with our spiritual life. If you seek the light switch, it is right here in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. By reading the Gospels, we start to understand God's plan for our life, as His words and life story will transform the dark inward pool into energy and light. However, negative thoughts and voices will fight you tooth and nail to keep you from flipping the switch. This is no religion. This is tapping into life to the max. The energy that rules the universe. Black holes are invisible because they allow no light to escape. But space telescopes with special instruments can help find black holes. Through reading and absorbing the Gospels, you will get a special inbuilt instrument, which will alarm you when you get too close to the vortex of a black hole. I quote, "All the mass of a black hole is concentrated into a point at its center called the singularity. Gravity surrounding the singularity is so strong from which nothing can escape. He pulled me out of my black hole. And believe me, the darkness hates the light and will pull out all the stops to convince you otherwise. But if Jesus could do it for me, then he can most certainly do it for you, no matter how deep you have fallen into that hole with no way out. He looks past everything that you have ever done, and he looks into your heart to see if you really want to be pulled out into the light. Then do a breakout, and I would advise you to read No Cold Callers, Please. On my site, johanpeters.in, you can find 65 plus pamphlets like these on different subjects, from carbon dating to Noah's Ark to Kingdom Come, as well as 9 books. All downloads are free. Other sites sell my books, but here everything is free. There'll be no cookies or no info request. And if you take the time to write info@johanpeters.in, then I will take the time to answer.